Galatians. Just throwed you off. You thought we was going to the book of Acts. Galatians, chapter number 6 tonight. And I just want to take a few moments and preach something very simple. You reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. Very simple. I come in today about 3:30, 4 o'clock, and we got a gate up going into Kaylee's room so Ryder can't get in there. And when I walked in there, man, her and Brandy and Kaylee was fixing her hair. They was curling it and everything. And I was wanting to just talk to them about reaping and sowing. And I said, are y'all listening? And they was like, yes, what do you want? And I was like, well, I just want to talk to y'all. Y'all been in here all evening together. And he's like, well, we're fixing hair. So I knew right quick I didn't need to be in that conversation. But as I studied, I thought about this all week long. I wasn't going to bring it. And I just been on my heart. Reap what you sow. So many times in the world we live in, I don't understand that what I sow is coming back. I have to remind myself of that very, very much. Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 7 tonight, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. You reap what you sow. The Bible says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Galatians 6, 7. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Not temporal life, not saved today and lost tomorrow. You shall receive life everlasting. Can I get amen? And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. For the household of faith. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, I thank you tonight for the service. I thank you tonight for the sweet Holy Ghost of heaven that is in this room tonight. Father, I thank you for the prayer request. I thank you for the praise reports tonight that has went forth. Lord, I pray tonight for Miss Donna Gunner, Lord God. She asked me to lift up her name, and I want to lift it up before the throne room of heaven next Wednesday, Father. You know she'll be having knee replacement, and I ask you to touch her and watch over her as she goes forth for that knee replacement. Lord, I pray tonight as we study a portion of your word, I pray you would open the windows of heaven. I pray you'd shine down on us, Father. I thank you that I'm saved, and I can't lose it tonight. Father God, I thank you for that tonight. I shout it from the mountaintops. Lord God, how grateful it is tonight to know that I'm saved by the grace of God and the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, tonight I'm not worried about if I'm going to spend eternity in heaven. All I care about tonight is that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That gives me joy. That gives me peace. That gives me everything I need tonight to walk this Christian life, to know that you've given me life eternal tonight. Father, I thank you for that. I thank you that we can call on your name tonight. I thank you tonight, Father God, that old Satan, he may be a deceiver, but he's a defeated deceiver tonight. And Lord, I pray you bless the reading of your words. Be with us in the next few moments. Have your will and way in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come into the text tonight, I want us to show you tonight we reap what we sow. Tonight the Word of God says, be not deceived. Right there in chapter 6 and verse number 7, Apostle Paul comes to the book of Galatia, and he comes right out in chapter number 6 with be not deceived. The Word of God says, be not deceived. But that means be not betrayed. Let no man betray you. Let no man trick you. Let no man bait you. Let no man fool you or try to pull you in tonight. The enemy is the deceiver tonight. The enemy is the deceiver tonight. He is trying to betray you. He is trying to bait you. He is trying to fool you and let you know you can. Sowing is no big deal. I say tonight, sowing is very important tonight. In Revelation chapter number 20 and verse number 10, the Bible says, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire. There is our enemy tonight, the devil that deceived them. Revelation 20:10, he was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. So we see tonight that our deceiver, he has got a place that is prepared for him, and there's going to come a day that he's going to be cast into the lake of fire and where the brimstone is, and that's where he's going to be all of his life. But right now, we have to deal with him, and we must be careful in what we sow. And we must be careful in what we sow and where we sow it tonight. I want to share this with you tonight. My salvation tonight is laid up in heaven, secured and sealed by the Holy Ghost tonight. Anybody that's trying to work their way to heaven, win their way to heaven, or reach it by any other way by the grace of God, they will no way and no form live up to that in their life. They'll always come up short because our righteousness is as filthy rags. And it says tonight in Ephesians 1:13 that we're sealed by that promise of the Holy Ghost tonight. Well, what does He do tonight when you get saved? He seals you tonight by the Holy Ghost. But tonight I want you to know my salvation is laid up in heaven tonight where God is. But tonight there's one thing that's not laid up in heaven tonight, and that is my testimony. I carry my testimony with me every day of my life. Sometimes I put blemishes on it, sometimes I don't. But tonight I want you to know that I must be careful what I sow because I have a testimony that is out before me. And tonight I want you to know in my life is there's one thing that I want people to understand tonight is that I love God. Amen. But more than that, that God first loved me. I want to give you three very simple points tonight, but I believe we need to get a hold of this. We reap what we sow. The first point tonight, we must be careful in what we sow, because look with me in verse number 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I see the first point tonight, it's going to be very simple. We reap what we sow. There's no other way around it. You're going to reap what you put in the ground. What you sow is what you're going to reap. Tonight, can I give you this? He says in verse number 8, for if we sow to the flesh, we're going to reap corruption tonight. Everything that you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption tonight. You say, preacher, what is that corruption tonight? What is sowing to the flesh tonight? It's the life that I used to live before I knew Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Look with me just right over here, if you will, to Galatians chapter number 5 and verse number 19. You're going to reap what you sow. He says tonight in verse number 19, he says, now the work of the flesh is this. Here's what the work of the flesh is. If you sow to this, you're going to reap this. He says, now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these. He said, adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variousness, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like of these which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If you're in these things tonight and you're sowing these things tonight, I want you to know tonight you will not reap heaven when you die. Tonight it's by the blood of Jesus Christ. We don't sow to these things no more. We don't sow to the things of the flesh. And tonight I want you to get this, that we sow to the Spirit tonight, a man of God, a child of God, a woman of God. Tonight we don't want to do those things. We stay away from them things. We forbid them things. We look away from them things, but we look into what God has called us to do. And if you'll look at this tonight, we sow to the Spirit. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So preacher, what do I strive for now? You know, there was a time in my life, and I'm sure that you could feel the same way. Hey, the list of things there didn't bother me. They never was they didn't bother me. I lived in them and did them, and it didn't bother me by one minute. But I want you to know, after I met Jesus, that day in my life, I want you to know those things bother me now. Can I get an amen? Hey, can I say to you tonight, I don't want my wife and I don't want me or her to be having an affair outside of our marriage. Hey, that would bother me. That would frustrate me. That would ruin me, and that would ruin you tonight. Can I say to you tonight, my daughter is 19 years old, and I don't want her fornicating with every young man on every corner. Can I say tonight, let me back that up, I don't want her fornicating with no young man. Can I get an amen? Hey, he says in the Bible there that the... Oh, can I get an amen? Man, I tell you what, God's been speaking to me. He gave another word there called lasciviousness. And Warren Wiersbe said, here's what that word would be. And it would be towards sexual desires. It would be that you want to look at it. You either want it, you want to look at it, or you want to wear it, or you're lusting therefore after it. Friends, tonight, can I say that what you sow, you're going to reap. If you keep sowing them things to this life, you're going to reap them. You say, preacher, I've not reaped it yet. Yeah, but you got kids coming up watching everything that you and I do. Friends, can I say to you tonight, what you sow, you're going to reap. There's a payday coming one day, and we must be careful what we sow at our homes, in our homes, behind them four doors, after we get in them places. You make sure tonight that you don't live one way here and somewhere else at home. Hey, tonight, can I say it's very important to sow the right seed and not sow some corruptible seed. He says tonight, if you sow after the flesh, you're going to reap the flesh. But if you sow after the Spirit, you're going to reap after the Spirit. Amen? Hey, Little Ryder, and I'm going to be quick tonight. Little Ryder, we've been teaching him to pray. And we say the prayer, God is good, God is great. Let us thank Him for our food. By our hands, we are fed. You know what I'm talking about. We've got so many of them, but we say this prayer. And the whole time he's sitting there saying, amen. When you start it, he's amen. Halfway through, he's amen. When you get done, he's amen. Why? Because he's ready to eat. But you know what he does at 18 months of age? He don't put that food in his mouth. You say, you can't start them at young, preacher. I want you to know tonight, if you don't start them on God right now, hey, the world will start them on the things of this world. Hey, the world will start them on things of the flesh. You've got an opportunity, and I do too, to start our home early in our life to follow Jesus Christ. I want you to know tonight that I want him to sow after the things of the Spirit and not after the things of the flesh. I see tonight what you sow, you're going to reap. So you reap what you sow. Let me give you this, and I wrote this down very simple. If you sow corn, don't expect watermelons. If you sow corn, don't expect watermelons. If you sow hatred, don't expect people to be nice. If you live like Satan, don't expect them to treat you like a Christian. If whatever you sow is what you're going to reap. Man, that just touched my heart. But let me give you this. I want to give you a second thing here. He says, reap what you sow. Man, I know that very well. Let me give you the second thing. You reap more than you sow. So you're going to reap what you sow, number one, but you're going to reap more than you sow. You ever seen a farmer go out, till the ground up, bust the ground up, Brother Eric? Take him some corn, take him some seeds, throw it in the ground. He don't see a whole lot. He takes it out there in a bag like that. At the end of the field, what does he do? It takes big old tractors, big old combines, big old machinery to work them fields. It didn't take a lot of seed to go down, but he reaped more than he sowed. More than he put in the ground, he reaped more back than he ever had sowed. And tonight in our life, if we sow to the things of this world, you're going to reap back a lot of this world. But if you sow more into the Spirit, you're going to receive more of the Spirit. Let me show you this tonight. You reap it more than we sow, good or bad. It will increase what you plant will come up. Look, turn with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter number 13 tonight. I want to show you this tonight. Matthew chapter number 13, and I want you to look with me in verse number 27 tonight, talking about you reap more than you sow. More than you ever sow, you're going to reap tonight. Matthew chapter number 13, and begin reading in verse number 27. And I want you to get this. Here it is. You're going to reap more than you sow. Good or bad, you're going to reap it. You're going to reap it. Good or bad. It will increase. And there's nothing you can do about it. Good or bad. Only thing you get to choose is what kind of seed you're going to put in the ground. Good or bad, they're going to increase. And only you get to choose what you're going to do. How are you going to act? How are you going to treat? How are you going to do? How are you going to carry yourself? What kind of testimony you're going to leave behind as a Christian will determine on what kind of seed that you plant. Look here tonight, Matthew chapter number 13 and verse 27. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, did thou not sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said, we put good seed in the ground, but where did these bad seeds come from? We put good seeds in, but how did bad seeds get in? Look what he says. He said unto them, an enemy. I told you to begin with, be not deceived. Be not deceived. Satan's your enemy tonight. He's going right along beside you, and he's throwing bad seeds where you're throwing good seeds. Everywhere you're planting good, bad's right behind you, looking for you to slip up, looking for you to mess up, looking for you to get idle. Look what he says. He said to them, an enemy had done this. The servant said unto him, without then that we go and gather them up. He said, well, you want us to go out there and pluck all the good and all the bad up? Everybody in this room is sowed good. Right? Amen? We've all sowed good. Let me say I've sowed one good one, I'm sure. Amen? But can I say this tonight? Everybody in this room is sowed a bad. You had the opportunity to sow good, and you had the opportunity to sow bad. I got a temper. I try to keep it at bay. I try to keep it suppressed. I try not to let it get out. Amen? We all got one. You don't believe me? Just take a mama and mess with her little kids. Son, old mama hen will come out. You know what I'm saying? We all have opportunity to sow good and sow bad, and we've all sowed both. But look what he says. But he said, nay, lest while we gather up the tares, we root up also the wheat with them. So, preacher, what does that mean? That means that they're sowed everywhere. Everywhere you go, there's good and there's bad. He said, what do I need to do? Go back and pick up all the bad? He said, no, you just let it grow. Because when you start picking out inside the congregation who's for God, who's against God, that's not my job to judge. That's not your job to judge. All my job is to sow the fruit of the Spirit tonight. Love one another, be for one another, and uplift the name of Jesus Christ. When you go around trying to pluck up what's bad and what's not good, you're going to pluck up something that's good. He says tonight that if you reap what we sow, we reap it more than we sow. Look with me in Matthew 13, the same place that we're at. If you'll look with me, and I believe it is in verse number 8 tonight. Look what he said. You're going to reap what you sow. But other fell into good ground. Some of these seeds, what you sow is going to fall into good ground. I want you to get this. And brought forth fruit. He brought forth fruit. Some 100-fold. Some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Tonight, what you sow, you can sow to the flesh or you can sow to the Spirit. We reap what we sow. We reap more than we sow. So understand tonight, whatever I do today, there's going to be more tomorrow. Either good, bad. So I must choose every day to sow what is right. Let me give you the third thing here, and we'll be wrapping up. We reap what we sow. We reap more than we sow, and you always reap it later. You do today, okay? You reap good today. Don't expect it to come up tomorrow. So what I do? Keep sowing good. You sow bad today. Don't expect it to come up tomorrow. I tell guys all the time this that gets in trouble like I did. And they get in trouble with the law system, and they get in trouble, and then they find Jesus, or Jesus finds them, or whatever they call it, whatever, I don't know, but this is what they say. And they, what do you mean? What do you mean? I said, well, you've sowed all this. Now, there's still a reaping that's coming forth, but I'm saved now. I'm saved now. When I got fees, when I got all this going on, why do I still got to have a lawyer? Why do I still got a court? I'm saved now because of what you sowed. You see, you sowed it. The reaping's coming. In 2003, when I got busted, hey, I didn't get saved until 2007. What I did in 2003, I had sold all this bad. When I got saved in 2007, my fines didn't go out the window. Can I get amen? The lawyer didn't say, you don't owe me no more money. No, that's how he makes his living, on people like me. Can I get a witness? So what happens, I sold this. I get saved 4 years later. They don't give me a clean bill and say, go just because you got saved. I still got to pay for what I sowed. I still had to pay. To this day, still right now, what I sowed in 2003, I'm still reaping today. You don't believe me? Go ask my dentist, Dr. Land. And all it's from is a meth mouth. My teeth are in a mess, man. He has to work on them all the time. He just tried. That's what I sowed back. That's the sin I sowed back then. And I'm still reaping that today. Even though I'm a pastor of a church, even though I've been saved, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm still today reaping what I sowed back then. So that don't make no sense. That is just the way it is. If you, whatever you sow, you're going to reap it later on down life. And you may reap it all your life. I don't know what the outcome is of me using drugs as long as I did. I don't know what the outcome is. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know what's down in the future. But I know what I sowed back then. I'm still reaping right now. That's because I reap to the flesh, okay? But let me tell you, in 2007, when I got saved and I sowed into the Spirit of God, let me tell you about that. It has come forth 100-fold, 50-fold, and 30-fold. Right? You're going to have all your teeth pulled if it's going to work. I've had one or two pulled. Amen. It's too scared to get any more pulled. But God's put His hand on it. Can I say to you, all these other boys has got felonies on their charge? Larry Scott, one. Luke Sproul, another. Both them men's gone and went on to be with the Lord. Both of them went and stood before my judge, pleaded my case. This man's saved. This man is saved. What is that? Sowed into the flesh. When I go to court, what I do? I reap. I sowed into the Spirit, go to court for these men, I reap from benefits. They had nothing to lose. I had everything to lose. See, when you whatever you're sowing into is going to have a consequence in your life, and it's going to be later. Let me show you this in the text. I just got to show you this. Man, it just excites me tonight to know that even though I've sowed some bad, and I'm still paying for it, that good outweighs it. You reap it later what you sow. You sow today, it takes time to come up because there's a little process called a harvest. There's a harvest coming on what you sow. You say, preacher, I'm tired of doing good. Keep doing good. Look with me in Matthew chapter number 13, if you will, in verse number 30, if you will. Matthew 13, and we was just there in verse number 30. Let me show you this. You reap it later than you do right now. You reap what you sow, you reap more than you sow, and you reap it later. He says in verse 30 of Matthew 13, let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, that's the one that's going to gather it up. Gather you together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Tonight, are you sowing as a tare, or are you sowing as a wheat? Are you a tare tonight, or are you wheat tonight? A tare is going to be bundled up and burnt. Wheat is going to be gathered up and put in the master's barn. Tonight, what are you sowing tonight? Let me show you this back in the text. You reap what you sow. You reap more than you sow, and you reap it later. So what should we be sowing, preacher? What should I be sowing? Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 22, the Bible says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Love, you should be sowing. Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, or self-control. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. And if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another or envying one another. So I say tonight that we should be sowing to the Spirit of God the fruit of the Spirit tonight. James 3:18, that's where we'll be closing tonight. I want to read this to you. James 3:18. You say, preacher, if I sow this, what will it do? It'll benefit you. It'll help you. If you'll sow the things of God, it'll help you. It'll help you so much. So what should we be sowing? James 3:18, the Bible says, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Be careful what you sow, because the harvest is coming. Be careful what you sow, because the harvest is coming. I'm going to use this illustration. It's time to go, but I'm going to use it. I tell folks all the time, they kid me. They say, you're 44-year-old and you got 18-month-old. 43, got 18-month-old. And I giggle and laugh, carry on with them. And they say, why do you think God gave him that late in life to you? Why do you think God gave him? I said, well, I know why. Remember that bracelet, WWJD, what would Jesus do? Why wear that? Read your Bible and you know what Jesus do. That's Bible. I don't wonder what Jesus do. The Bible tells me what He'd do. In 2003, when my wife told me she was pregnant with our daughter, I want you to get this tonight. I was lost. And I lived just like a lost man lived. And the first 4 years of her life, I was not a child of God. And I didn't profess it. I didn't live it. I was lost, going to hell. And my wife had to raise her the first 4 years of her life. If I come home, fine. If I didn't, fine. If I laid out all night, I was just the sorriness that was in me. First 4 years of my life. Then I got saved. And I've got to pour into my daughter. I just got to pour into her, man. I'm telling you what. Me and her, we learn memory verses together. We learn scripture together. We study together. She questions me. I question her. We're back and forth with one another all the time. We're poured in the spirit. I don't pour in the flesh. If I wouldn't have got saved, though, me and her would be drinking beer together and probably smoking dope together. Just be honest. You didn't have no, back then, man, the life I lived, you didn't care. You just did. But when I got saved, man, I'll tell you what, them things went out the door and there was a new man at home. And the Lord says, now here you go. Now you're a man of God. And now I'm going to give you a man to raise. Huh? I'm going to give you somebody to raise up. He said, preacher, how do you know he's going to love Jesus? Because my Bible tells me that you raise that kid up in the way he should go. You raise him up. I got a duty. I got an obligation, Brother Eric, to raise that boy up to love Jesus. You say, well, you might as well wait till he gets in kindergarten. You've waited too late. Wait till he's a senior. You've waited too late. Can it change? Yes, it can change. Changed my life at 27. But I sowed a lot of things in between that birth to 27 that I had to reap for a long time. But I want you to know tonight, I'm going to try my best, and I pray that you say this about your kid. I'm going to try my best to let my son know that his daddy loves Jesus. And at 18 months old, when I studied this, we're already sowing to the Spirit. When people get saved, they're 6, 7, like Brother Garrett Barnes got saved when he's 7 years old at the lunchroom at school. And his daddy asked me, "See, you think it's real? You think it works?" I said, only time will tell if he really got saved. Well, I'd say he looks to me like he's born again. Right? Garrett, it looks to me like he knows Jesus. But I wouldn't be surprised if my kid got saved at 7. When all has been done is sowed into the Spirit. Sowed into the Spirit. Sowed into the Spirit. I didn't have that opportunity as he had. I didn't go to church. I didn't get around godly people. We didn't do that. My family didn't do that kind of stuff. We didn't do that. You hear me? Preacher knocked on the door. Everybody be quiet. Shh. Mama, who is it? It's the preacher. You better hush. You're going to get a whooping. Made sure he left. You see, be careful what you sow because you're going to reap it. Mamas and daddies in here, be careful what you sow. You can sow something right now that you're going to reap the rest of your life. Be careful what you sow. Father, I love you. I thank you for this night. I thank you that I'm saved, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the ones that's here tonight. Lord God, I pray you bless them real good. I pray tonight that whoever you're talking to tonight, that they be careful what they sow. Because there's a harvest coming. There's a reaping that's coming, Father. And Lord, I want to be found, Father, in your love, your mercy, and your grace right where it needs to be, that I not sow to the things of this world. But Father, I sow to the spiritual world. Lord, tonight, whoever need this message tonight, I know I did, and I pray you touch my heart and other people's hearts. Lord, I pray you have your will and way in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say, amen. Have a good week.